Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Did you know that listening to classical music can stimulate the brain and improve your mood? It's also a way to connect people and enhance creativity. One person who truly understands the appeal of this ongoing art form is Cap Radio's midday classical host, Jennifer Reason, an accomplished musician in her own right. She also shares the stories and songs of local artists through a weekly feature airing Fridays at noon and again at 6 p.m. on 88.9 FM. Each week, Jennifer shines a spotlight on the region's best performers and composers, and she is here today to celebrate its two-year anniversary with a talented trip down memory lane. Jennifer, welcome back.
Thank you, Vicky. So wonderful to be here. This is such an exciting day.
So this is a big moment. You've been sharing these artist profiles every Friday the past 2 years. How did this all begin for you?
You know, as you said, I'm a professional performer here, so I'm in contact all of the time with the artists that are working in this area. I'm also out in the community seeing how the audiences are impacted by these same artists. So I thought, wow, we have a public radio station. Why don't we combine all of the above?
Yeah, I mean, you also have like deep local ties 100%. To this area as well. Sac State grad.
Sac State grad, stingers up.
So, I mean, just it's a very tight-knit community. You, of course, a musician yourself. Why do you think our area, our backyard, is so special and unique in the depth of talent?
I love that question because a lot of people, I think, assume they have to go somewhere else mm-hmm. for this talent. You have to go to San Francisco. You have to go to Los Angeles. And it's just not true. We are such a hotbed here in Sacramento. And that's one of the things I want to show people when they tune in. We're in the heart of it all. We're an hour from all these things, the mountains, the wine, the snow, you know, and there's so much happening here. We've got lots of great stages, lots of great schools, lots of great talent to work with each other.
So how do you decide who to feature each week?
You know, it's really hard because I haven't repeated one person in 2 years.
Wow.
It's been all new guests. The real thing is, though, do they have broadcastable recordings? So one of my missions is a lot of the artists haven't stepped into the studio yet. So we want to get their work out there. So that's the first thing is, have you recorded?
Yeah, because you want to talk to them and learn what makes them tick and learn their backstory. Right. But of course, you need to share their work.
Exactly. Exactly.
So let's take a little trip down that memory lane. We're going to hear some music from a few of the artists that you featured during the last 2 years. I mean, there's so many. But we're going to find a handful to share with our listeners. We're going to start with Brennan Milton. Who is he? What does he play?
Brennan Milton plays woodwinds. He's amazing. In this feature, you're going to hear him pick up the clarinet.
All right, let's listen to Victorian Kitchen Garden Suite. You know, I use cooking to decompress.
Same.
And so I'm just like envisioning myself cooking in
yes.
the kitchen, listening to Brennan.
Stirring a pot. It's so zen.
Can people actually see him perform locally?
Absolutely. He performs all the time, in particular with pianist Carlos Fuentes. But you can also see him as he develops his own clothing line.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Many talents.
Many talents.
Creative talents at that. That's amazing. So, of course, you feature musicians, but you also feature musicians who are conductors.
Right.
And you have featured some of them on your show. Many with Sac State connections as well, including Dr. Robert Halseth. So tell us more about him.
You can't say Sac State without saying Dr. Halseth. He's been there for so long. He's now director of bands emeritus, but he's still leading his ensemble, Sierra Winds, but he's conducted everybody. He was actually my conducting professor when I was at Sac State, but he's so wonderful. He's so involved in our area, and his Sierra Winds has done so much to make music happen in our area.
Let's hear a piece of his.
Thank you.
I mean, that is just so powerful. I mean, clearly, you know what these artists are capable of, but I would also think when you're interviewing them, you might deepen your knowledge of them or maybe learn a new thing about them?
Absolutely. Dr. Halseth in particular was sharing stories with me from his childhood and learning to play trombone and things I never would have known if we hadn't started this feature.
Yeah, that's so special. Mm-hmm. We're going to stay with Sac State because there's another professor, yeah, and musical mentor that made her way onto your show over the past year. So tell us more about composer Xu Ying Li.
Yes, so we went from longtime professor to brand new professor. The students are so lucky to have Xu Ying Li. She comes to us originally from China in the Shanghai Conservatory. Her music is being performed all over the globe, and she's here with our students right here. This is her brand new album.
Let's take a listen. And that is Purple Mountains.
That is Purple Mountains. Such a different timbre than the last piece.
Oh, yes. And then we are going to also take, I guess, like a hard left. We're going to hear something completely different,
yeah,
now. We're going to listen to it first, and then we're going to tell you. But at first, I guess, tell us about the conductor, the composer, and the countertenor behind it.
Oh, this is City Called Heaven. This is a traditional spiritual. Derrida is all of those things you just said. In this iteration, he's singing the tenor part.
Okay, let's take a listen. That just reverberates down to your core, to your bones.
Just feel it.
What is their connection to Sacramento?
Yeah, so Derrida, I would say, is California. He's everywhere. And he's done so much work with me right here in our city. We recorded that album together at St. John's on J Street as part of an effort he and I took on, along with the ensemble RSVP, to raise money for charity to get shoes to unhoused people so they can go to job interviews, was the project. So the album is called Walking in Their Shoes.
Oh, wonderful. I mean, finally, we're going to finish up with the sweet sounds of a soprano. So introduce us to Anna Crumley.
Anna Crumley, she founded this ensemble. She is so young. She's only just graduated college with her bachelor's. She's from El Dorado Hills. And I'd like to congratulate her because she was just on her second Granny Women album just this weekend. So huge.
just so much talent in and around us. It's amazing.
Isn't it moving to see?
It's so moving. Yeah. I mean, I already know, like, 88.9. Like, I turn the dial when I just want to feel and I want to unplug and, you know, take a break from news. So I know, like, how that makes me feel. But it's just so wonderful that you also attach, you know, the people behind it, the stories behind just incredible work that they do.
These could very well be your neighbors,
yes,
too.
Yes, right. Know? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we only have a few seconds left. You do have a brand new feature dropping tomorrow.
Yep.
Any hints, a sneak peek?
I will just say, you know this man in a very different iteration than you'll hear.
Okay, that is great. That is a good sneak peek.
It is, isn't it?
You got to tune in tomorrow. Jennifer, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Vicky.
Each Friday, Cap Radio Midday Classical host Jennifer Reason shines a spotlight on classical artists in our region. You can hear it every Friday at noon and again at 6 p.m. on 88.9 FM, KXPR. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to join the conversation, you can reach out to us. Our email is insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.